This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
7 after the hour now, it's time for our Talk Radio Roundup, a review of the hot hits for the week of November 19th to the 23rd in News Talk Radio, the big stories, the big people, the items that Talkers Magazine has researched during the course of the week, as they usually do. Talkers Magazine at talkers.com. You can find this list there, even though for general conversational purposes, it's important for us to go through the list once, twice, three times, depends on how we get bogged down in the various conversations with our group of experts. I'm Doug Steffen. Rich McFadden is here from Radio America. Victoria Keelan is here from the DJ Beat program. And Victoria Jones is here from the DC Radio Company. The number 10 item on the story list is a focus on the weather for the Thanksgiving week and weekend, especially the weather here. Well, weather on both coasts, the rain that has slowed down, almost put out the fires, or seemingly has put an end to the worry out there with regard to the fires. Now the mudslides will become the problem, especially the further north that you go. And then the holiday, the travel, that sort of thing, all wrapped up into one. So who among us, let's go around the room here. Victoria Keelan, did you travel for the weekend? How did you spend Thanksgiving?
Just very, very locally. I walked across the street from my apartment and had dinner at a restaurant with my parents and my husband, and that was it. And then we went to my cousin's house, which was only about 20 minutes away, so I was able to avoid all of the crazy, crazy traffic reports that we heard about on the news.
Yeah, I had a real... I was traveling across town to get to an appointment I had on Wednesday afternoon, and it's normally a 12-minute ride. It took me an hour just to go through several villages in my community, and this was in the middle of the day, like 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
So it was everywhere it plays out the same, it would seem. Victoria Jones, did you go anyplace? You're in the D.C. area, so what was the traffic there, a nightmare like it usually is?
It was busy. I traveled on Thursday, so it wasn't as bad. And I went to the next state and I did the Beltway, the dreaded Beltway. It wasn't too bad, so I'm okay. But I'm traveling back to the other state on the Beltway today via the equally dreaded Tyson's Corner Mall on Black Friday. So this is when it's going to be insane. I'm not even going to the mall, but I'm going to hit the people who are going for these wild deals that we were talking about early in the show.
So if we are actually, Richie, you're in the same general area, Tyson's Corner, one part of Washington, you're out Route 66, so...
I rode by that exact mall yesterday, and I have a tip for you, Victoria. Use the HOV lanes, and you will fly by it at 80 miles an hour.
But you got to have somebody in the car with you, otherwise you get a big ticket, right?
Yes, and I've gotten one of those, too. So
nice going, Richie. Abuser. Okay,
but,
number...
But the Maryland to Virginia scene is not bad.
Yeah. All right. Wildfires, all that stuff. I don't know what else we have to say about that. Number 8 is a focus on
fast there, Holmes.
What? Why?
You're going to skip right over the wildfire?
Well, I just was talking about the weather.
Really,
the wildfires, I made a comment. Right, if you want to work on it, the comment that I had in order to put things into perspective was that the weather as it is where you are and where I am on the East Coast, horrible because it's so damn cold. On the West Coast, they have a lot of rain, and it seems to have abridged the worry about fires. So where do you want to go with that?
Well, I think the interesting conversation that's come out this week on this is that the left does not want to seem to take any responsibility for not clearing brush. And I totally get where their conversation is coming from, and that man has affected climate. Okay, cool. I understand that. Whether I agree with it or not, wholeheartedly, I definitely agree that man affects our planet.
Yeah, we're affecting the CO2 levels and
the climate to the extent that they think that they are. I don't know. But I 100% think that we are being irresponsible in the way we manage our forestry there, and it's causing this total loss of life, loss of property, because somebody doesn't want to clear brush because they want to save a turtle or a snake or a mouse or whatever it is. And I think we have to hit that head on to be able to figure this out, because otherwise it's not going to get any better.
All right.
It's going
to get worse. So let me approach it. Let me lead you this way, all of you. I wasn't going to go down this road because it is seen sometimes as political. And you started it off that way, and that sort of is an issue into itself. That is that every issue is becoming political. This is a nonsensical, this is a ridiculous conversation. These people are out of their minds. This is mostly a West Coast problem. California has passed a ban. If you don't know what Richie's talking about, the state of California has outlawed clearing brush along the, whether it's the timber areas or whether it's under the power lines or wherever it is. The brush and the old dead trees that are there that should be processed, they should be logged. In most areas of the country, the dead wood is taken out, it's processed for firewood or some other use, but it's not left there because of the reasons that we're stating. The exact reason that this fire became so intense is because there was so much to burn. It started with wires from PG&E being frayed and in a windstorm falling down. That's how it started. Now PG&E is running to the state saying, oh, well, you have to help us because otherwise we'll go bankrupt because all these people are going to sue us and it's your fault because you wouldn't let us clear the brush. Well, even in places where it isn't illegal to clean the brush, they don't do it. They gloat to their stockholders, oh, how much, look at how much our stock has gone up because we didn't do any of this work. We let it be. And so, I mean, even the frayed wires, they're going to get screwed as they ought to get screwed. But you, as a citizen of this state and others that are looking at this kind of legislation, you're getting screwed because of what Richie just outlined, not being able, for stupid, nonsensical, idiotic reasons, not cleaning out the brush. It's only common sense, for God's sakes. Do we not have any common sense anymore?
Well, if you want to live there, you need to clear the brush. If the place is desolate and empty, fire away. I mean, don't clear any of it. And I agree with them. Let's not disrupt the environment of all of these animals. But if humans are going to occupy this space, and you don't want these fires to happen, you need to clear brush. But I think there's room for a conversation.
Yeah. Victoria Jones, what do you think?
Well, I think a couple of things, one of which is related to this and one of which is slightly related to this. One of the pieces that's related to this is that over 50% of this forest is owned by the federal government, so it doesn't have anything to do with the state of California. So the federal government can sort that out. And if they want to get on it, they can get on it and they can start getting those rakes and do that if they want to do it. So, you know, that is one
good
piece
point
of it. And yep, the other piece of it is that the story that I don't think that's being talked about with regard to the California wildfires is that this is being, I think, underreported on the East Coast. And this has been chatted about recently, but wasn't for a while. It's being underreported on the East Coast because there's an East Coast bias with news, and there's more reporting on hurricanes, and there's more reporting on tidal waves and things like that, and less reporting on wildfires, which happen on the West Coast, because the big news organizations are East Coast based, and there is an East Coast bias with the reporting. And so we're not hearing about it. And this is a problem, because there are major deaths. There are massive losses of life and homes. And there are dead people lying there waiting to be discovered. There are old people who were asleep. We know this. There are old people who are asleep and who are lying there dead, waiting to be found. And this has not been reported. I think this is terribly sad. This is sad.
Well, I think that's a great point.
Point to it. Yeah.
if you think about it, the hurricane, and you're right, we do cover hurricanes, and I'm on the East Coast, and so hurricanes are a big deal. But, you know, when the death toll is 84 people have died in these wildfires so far, and there are still over 100 people missing, and it is, you're right, and that's true. There may be, I didn't realize what the impetus behind it was, but maybe it is just an East Coast bias. But these are things that we should be talking more about. And, you know, we didn't have an 84-person death toll for hurricanes. And, you know, whatever death toll there was for Hurricane Florence, I forget. But we didn't talk about, you know, we talked about it a lot.
Wait, those kind of numbers. All right, Richie, thank you for stirring the pot. You did a wonderful service for all of us to get us
happy
going and thinking about. Yeah, I know, you're of service, and I appreciate that. Rich McFadden, Victoria Jones, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Review for the Thanksgiving weekend. Here's something as you count your calories and look at the pounds you're getting on the scale, and you see, whoop, up 2 pounds, whoop, up 3 pounds, up 4 pounds. Well, the average American will gain 5 to 6 pounds over the next 5 to 6 weeks. That's just the way it goes. You want to get out front of it being the problem of keeping your body weight where you want it, and maybe then in January we all go to the gym and we try to take the pounds off. And so let's not do that this year. Let's do it smart. Let's go to toploss.com and order Calitrin, which is a way not only to lose weight but to maintain your weight where it is, or where you want it. Once you get it to where you want it, then you maintain it, because Calitrin's essential active ingredient is collagen protein, the building blocks of life, proven for 30 years to promote the healthy lean muscle and weight loss that you need. Put them together. Collagen is our protein. It's the body's protein, and you stop making it on your own when you get into your late 20s, early 30s. So this is supplementation that gets the collagen to start producing itself again. Maintain the weight once you take it off, but Calitrin, because of the protein, the collagen, when you are working out, you're able to keep your lean muscle or build more of it. It takes the fat, turns it into muscle, and thus weight loss. Use the box DJV. Check it off at toploss.com. For Calitrin. Lose the weight, keep it off over the season. Toploss.com. Use the code DJV.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Calitrin, Calotren. Safe, natural. So let's talk about the other benefits of using Calitrin besides just losing the weight.
Our website's really informative, and it goes into detail about how it helps with those side benefits. You know, I've heard people say that it's great for digestion, you know, acid reflux. That collagen protein, it is a healing supplement. Your body is going to use it where it needs it the most. You know, we also like to tell customers too, when you're talking about for the weight loss, this is not lose 10 pounds in 10 days. But when you're talking about losing the weight the right way, which even doctors will tell you, 1 to 2 pounds a week, that's healthy weight loss where you can maintain it, where you can keep it off even after you get off this product. That's what you're looking for with Calitrin. You know, this is healthy weight loss.
Available at toploss.com. 10% off. If you use the DJV code, plus if you're buying more than 3 bottles, you get the fourth one free. Toploss.com using the code DJV.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 23 after the hour, Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen, along with broadcasters Rich McFadden, Victoria Jones, and Victoria Keelan here. This week overviewing what's been, well, the work that's been done by Talkers Magazine to get the essence of the stories and the people on the list. You know, Richie, you triggered something in me a minute ago that I want to kind of go back to. In talking about the wildfires and the way it's being handled and how political stuff is, I'm reminded of some of the other things that sort of inveigle themselves in other stories this week and every week, frankly. The amount of anger and hatred that is being presented, the irrational hatred in my mind, the impact that it has on the person who's full of this venom, of this anger, of this hatred. And I think in my own philosophy of talking to people and trying to work things through, you know, you've worked with me for 20-some-odd years, Richie.
Mm-hmm.
I like to try to bring people together, although I have anger. There's nothing in my body that hates anything. I don't even like the word to use it. But there is so much of that that becomes part of people, and it's based on all kinds of things. I mean, I don't mean to make this an epilogue on shrinkism, going to get your head straightened or figure out what it is that goes on with your feelings and your experiences. But why are you so angry? Why do you dislike, if you're a Republican, Democrats, and if you're a Democrat, Republicans? Why are you so bitter? Why do you resent this stuff? I was looking at some things this week about Sean Hannity and Trump and how angry the quote unquote base is, that Hannity spent so much time covering Hillary Clinton's abuses of power, talking on the air about her and the private email and all that other stuff. And then when Donald Trump comes out with his suggestion that maybe Hillary ought to be prosecuted or examined and yada, yada, yada. Apparently Trump tried to direct the Justice Department to prosecute her and Comey. And so Hannity goes on the air and says, I don't agree with that. And he's excoriated for it because whenever Trump says with the people who are drinking that Kool-Aid, who's been more loyal to Trump than Sean Hannity? Nobody. No one in this country has pursued and supported Trump the way Hannity has. But anybody who asks a question, if you're not on a Salem radio station or one of the ones that just they tell you from the top, you must support Trump at all costs. And what that garners, I'm reminded of what Mahatma Gandhi said once, be the change you want to see in the world. Loving what you hate sends a positive, beautiful energy to people while spreading peace and harmony throughout the planet. I'm reading this from Mahatma Gandhi. You become an advocate for love. Hatred responds to hate by causing anguish and fear. You know, the bottom line is, you're the one who gets hurt by it because of the anger that you build up. I mean, I can see people. Clancy, yesterday at Thanksgiving dinner, I'm watching a couple of my older relatives who, this is a former husband and wife, who are together at the table, and they are talking about their political differences, and I look into their face, watch their body language, and I can see them get wound up about it. What is so important about this stuff? I just don't get it.
It's not hard. It's not hard. All you have to do is somewhat legitimize the other person's point. Say, listen, I know where I understand where you're coming from, but here's my flaw. And if you give that person that acknowledgement, it settles down the whole tenor of the conversation.
But you know what I'm talking about. The anguish and the anger aimed at Hannity this week because of he didn't support Trump about some minor thing with Hillary. I mean, come on. Get a life. 28 past.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. A new government report on climate change has been released, and the findings go against President Trump's stance. The White House report was quickly issued on Black Friday, with critics saying the administration had made attempts to bury the report in the public eye and continued denying climate science. The report frequently contradicts the president, who has often questioned how much climate change is caused by humans, and said recently, after seeing the California wildfires, that he hasn't changed his mind on climate change.
No, I have a strong opinion. I want great climate. We're going to have that.
But the report from outside scientists and officials with 13 federal agencies warns wildfires and hurricanes are getting worse. It also details how global warming is hurting each U.S. region independently. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to Proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Back now on the Talk Radio Review, Doug Steffen here with Victoria Keelan, Victoria Jones, Rich McFadden, going through the info from Talkers Magazine. They do the research by listening to lots of talk radio programs and some of the great stations around the country with great hosts. Okay, so I made a statement, a review of the kind of anger and vitriol that people get worked up about. Any comments, or shall we move on?
I want to talk about number seven.
Yeah, I think
number seven. All right. Well, the number eight, we got stuck on number 10 and number nine a little bit. Number eight is the flap about Jim Acosta and a White House pass. He gets it back for 2 weeks, and then he gets tossed again. Victoria, you're in that world. The D.C. radio company, what's the gossip, what's the stuff on the street about that?
Well, the stuff on the street about that is that, you know, what is serious about this is that, you know, yes, it's about Jim Acosta, and yes, he's a showboat, although he's a very nice man. The worrying thing about this is that what the White House says it's going to do now is that it's going to write, quote, rules, unquote. And then what's going to happen is that the White House Correspondents Association will have to negotiate with the White House, which effectively is Bill Shine, which effectively means it's going to have to negotiate with Fox News over what the rules are going to be. And so it's found itself in a position of having to negotiate rules. And rules is kind of silly, because what the White House wants and what President Trump has wanted from the very beginning is minimal press presence. He said that on the campaign trail, and he made it very clear to Andrea Mitchell that that's what he wanted. And they've also said that they actually want just one question in a press conference. Well, that's not reasonable. You ask a question, and then the president gives an answer. So what you're not having a press conference. You're allowing a president to just make statements. You can have that in any regime anywhere, including dictatorships, unless you allow for follow-ups. You're not allowing any free questioning of your leadership. at all. You're not having any accountability of your leadership. So it will have to be very, very carefully negotiated to allow for any accountability of the elected leadership of this country. So this is a very tricky situation for freedom of the press in the White House. This is not a question of press versus White House. This is a question of the people, of the people's right to know about what is going on in this administration and administrations going forward. That's what this is about.
All right. Any thoughts on that, Richie or Victoria Keelan?
No, I disagree with her.
I totally agree. Unless you're going to allow citizens to show up at the White House and ask questions, then our only form of any accountability of our elected officials that our taxpayer dollars are paying, I think it's disgusting and it's deplorable. And if this is going to continue going forward, I don't understand how every American, doesn't matter where you are on the political spectrum, why isn't this angering everyone? This should be cause for serious concern.
I do agree with the people that think that Jim Acosta was totally out of line and that
he's a showboat.
He's a total showboat, but at the same time, I don't want to put restrictions on what we're allowed to ask, and that's the concern.
Yeah. This is way off base. These people they really need to come up by the bootstraps with this one. This is way off base.
It's feeling very Kim Jong-un, you know? It really is feeling that way now.
The White House wants to make it about Acosta. President Trump called on Acosta very early in that press conference, I think immediately, which is very rare. He doesn't do that. And there's one other minor thing that I want to mention, what you may be aware of. There is always a transcript of these press conferences, a written transcript that is released to the pool and that is later released and it's available to the public. This is a verbal, absolute word-by-word transcript that is released by the White House. I've been seeing these for 14 years. I was a White House correspondent for 14 years. This is word-by-word, exactly what's said. I've read these. I always read them to see, does it reflect what I said, what the president said, everything. These have been edited during the Trump administration to change some of President Trump's words. This is the first time this has ever happened since these have been done.
It's disgusting.
Well, it is not American, really. I'm with all of you who think that limiting this is not a good step forward. It ought not to be about Acosta in the main. I do think, though, that Trump said something along the lines of, this is not about freedom of the press. You're there at our behest. I don't have to have press conferences. I don't have to have a press room.
Does he forget that we pay his salary?
Because but there isn't anything that requires it.
There's nothing that requires him to do it.
Doing the right thing sometimes is just doing the right thing.
What you think is right, what somebody else thinks is right, not necessarily the same thing.
But doing the right thing is just the right thing to do sometimes.
What's the right thing?
What's your version and my version of the right thing?
So you want to limit... So just because he says there's no legal ramifications for eliminating a press corps, so you're saying that's okay?
ISIS thinks they're doing the right thing. In their mind, they're doing the right thing. So,
I'm talking about keeping up with American traditions and American freedoms.
It's an American tradition. It's not an American right. It's not a law. It's not required.
Okay, fine. Then you know what, Rich? I'm obviously bothered that I pay this man's salary with my tax dollars,
Victoria,
and I want to have
this
some accountability
is not about,
on
we're
him.
We're not making it about you. We're not picking
I'm
a fight.
I'm not making it about me either.
You don't like Trump. We get it. I don't like him either.
It's not about Trump. I'm talking about...
Well, it is about Trump.
Doug, please do not minimize what I'm saying.
I'm not
and
minimizing
label it.
What you're
you
saying.
You absolutely
I'm,
are.
Well, that's
you are
the way
only
you
trying
interpreted,
to.
Victoria.
Can you please let me say what I want to say? You're giving
you
everyone a forum. Okay, so that's unbelievable. That is.
What happens? You back to what we were talking about before, and I don't mean to make this personal, but
you
what
are.
Happens
you are
with people?
Personal.
Who? Well, I'm sorry, because that's not what I'm trying to do. What I'm trying in this circumstance. It sounds to me, and I get this way myself, so I can sort of understand it, we get so personally wrapped up in this that it does become, you become angry and you become, it becomes personal.
This should, in my opinion, this should anger every American.
I'm not disputing that.
To not have any accountability
on
our president? That's what I'm saying. This is, if Obama did this, I would still say the same thing. And you're making it about Trump, it's not
about
him.
From my perspective, okay, as a guy who does support Trump, it's weird because people who support Trump don't care what he does or how he does it.
They just
approve of what he's getting done. Yeah. And that's all we care about. Because the way that politics has become, you can't be nice. You can't be cordial. You just have to go in with a sledgehammer and just do business. And that's what he does. So we all stand back and we all go, you know what? I'm going to turn a blind eye to the way he does it because I like what he's getting done. And how far do we let that go? Because sometimes I sit there and
that's
I cringe.
That's a great question. That's a great question for Trump supporters.
Right.
How far are you going to let it go?
And with regards to this White House.
It's a good question for anybody, for whether you're a Democrat or Republican. How far are you going to let some of the nonsense go? We go back to what I said.
So
we
far,
all
I'm
talked
good.
About the California wildfires. How long are you going to let that go? That's a Democratic initiative. Well, how far do you let that go? It goes across the board. It isn't just
so we all, get
all
what
Republicans
we want
are wrong
we get
and all
point.
Democrats are right.
Right.
Go ahead.
We all get what we want until we get to the point we don't want it anymore.
Yeah. And that's the
we
problem.
We have to figure out where the line in the sand is, and I have to figure out where my line in the sand is with Trump.
Mm-hmm. I figure
we
out
all
where
do.
Mine is. Yeah.
Okay.
I think we all have.
So long as you have a line. Some people don't have a line.
Right, but Rich, what happens, though, the problem, though, is
may
we
I
let this go so
now?
Far, then what
may
happens when we... Can let me just finish my sentence. So when what happens, though, when you find that line and then it's crossed, what can you do? If you don't have any of these safety mechanisms in place for accountability, then it's gone too far, and then what do you do? There's
what I do is, I sit here on a nationally syndicated radio show and say I don't agree with them trying to make specific rules for the White House press briefing. That's what I just did, and that's what I will do. And if somebody talks about it on Facebook, I might go, hey, listen, I'm not really good with this.
So
Victoria Jones,
we have a bit of a problem where we are devolving into a society with 300 plus million people, and we are now each of us drawing a line as to how far we are willing to let things devolve, because they are devolving, before we say things have gone too far and we all have individual lines. That's not how societies survive and thrive. That is actually how societies deteriorate and fall, like Rome. And if we're not aware of that, then we're one day going to wake up and say, oh, there went my line. Oh, there goes their line. And that's what's going to happen.
And that's one of the reasons we're not aware of it is because the press coverage sucks. It's too one-sided. There's not enough information. There's not enough. I mean, the stuff that gets on these shows, the 2020 and 48 hours, it's all crap. It doesn't really get into the heart
news.
And soul. Yeah, I mean, it's pejorative. It's angry. It's not telling the facts. Hello, there's a difference between what people think are the truth and what the facts are.
Especially
and we
when
don't
you're in the White House asking
anymore.
A question of the president.
Yeah.
It's when you inject opinion, then because instead of fact. So if Acosta went in and was totally, because he's with CNN, right there, it's already seen as he's one-sided.
Yep.
And that he's got a mission.
And he is.
And he's on a mission. Right. And
he
that
asked
to me.
Questions those days. He asked questions. He didn't state facts. I saw what happened that day. He asked questions. He didn't make statements.
His temperament,
he asked questions.
His temperament was such that he was
questions.
On an
now
attack.
Now you're changing
mission.
What you just said. He asked questions. Now you're changing it to the temperament. He asked questions. He
it's
was
the
not
way
allowed.
He asks the questions,
right.
Victoria.
Questions.
It's the way he asks the questions.
Oh, now it's the way he asks
it
questions.
It is.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's what makes it.
So there needs to be a Trump-friendly way to.
That's what they're saying. That's what they're saying. Of course, that's what they're saying.
And there never will be. That's not the role of the press to ask questions in a pretty or friendly way. He asked questions in a perfectly reasonable way. He asked questions.
I'm not saying that that's what we ought to be doing.
He asked questions in a way that President Trump liked, but he asked questions in a way. I have been in those presidential briefings, and I have seen three presidents asked questions by reporters, and all the presidents who I have covered have had questions asked in exactly the same tone. President George W. Bush, President Barack Obama, and President Trump. I've been in President Trump.
Well, you can go back to Dan Rather. You can go back to some of the stuff and the way Nixon was approached by Rather. I'm thinking about that as you're giving examples. I go back further than you do, and I'm thinking of some of the district, Mike Wallace, and the way he would question people. Because that was when we first started to bridge the gap between what is fact, what is news, Walter Cronkite, Huntley Brinkley, et cetera,
et cetera. Mike Wallace wouldn't have done what Jim Acosta did. He would have done it in a much more professional way.
Right, because he was. And yeah, I think you're right about that. All right.
I don't know.
We have to pause for a moment of silent, well, maybe not so much silent reflection, but thinking about how well we have done this Thanksgiving weekend in our food. Excuse me. I'm sounding like I'm not doing too well in the food department. Actually, I think, Kara, we'll have you play a couple of spots, and I'll catch my breath here.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Countdown produces a list, or actually Countdown doesn't. The Countdown takes a list that's produced by the folks at Talkers Magazine. Michael Harrison and his crew go through all of the things that they've heard by listening to some of these great hosts on programs around the country to come up with the top 10 stories and top 10 people on the list. This week, Thanksgiving at number 10. The weather and the fires at number 9. Jim Acosta and the White House situation, number 8. Ivanka Trump and her emails, number 7. Mr. Avenatti and his assault allegations, working through those. Number 6. Number 5, the Justice Roberts conversation about the president and the separation of powers. Number 4, House Speaker battle with the Democrats and the Whitaker challenge to Pelosi. Number 3, the Dow and other market fluctuations. Number 2, the Trumpster on the Saudis and the investigations on Trump. Number 1 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Is there a healthy option for weight loss out there? One without stimulants and no dangerous side effects? The answer is yes. That yes is with Calitrin. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hey, this is Jack from Pennsylvania, and I've been using Calitrin. In 2003, I was in a bad automobile accident. I had herniated disc, pinched nerves in my neck. I got acute degenerative disc disease. I've got arthritis in my back and arms, and the Calitrin has definitely helped. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week, and my other doctors quite often. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
So I got the Calitrin, and I tried it and was amazed at how well it worked. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful.
See? Calitrin is proven for weight loss and safety and has been trusted for over 20 years. Check it out at toploss.com. And while you're there, register to win a free 90-day supply. That's toploss.com.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
At number 10 on the people list from Talkers Magazine, Jim Acosta. Number 9, Ivanka Trump. Michael Avenatti is number 8. John Roberts, the Justice, Supreme Court, number 7. Matthew Whitaker is 6. Adam Schiff, Congressman from California. Well, both 5 and 4 are Congressmen from California. Adam Schiff is 5. Nancy Pelosi is 4. And then number 3, is the continuing focus on Jamal Khashoggi and some of the names you can't pronounce from the people in that part of the world, mostly Saudis who are trying to do something to mollify the situation. Number two, Robert Mueller, and number one on the countdown this week is Donald Trump and all the related focus on him and his family and Ivanka, yay, yay, yay. All right, so there it is, an overview for Thanksgiving weekend. I'm Doug Steffen here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
So let's get into the top five items from the world of technology this week. The job of Victoria Keelan to go from number five to number one. And getting right into it, the Keurig coffee machine now becomes a cocktail machine.
Woo! Yes, just in time for the holiday season, Keurig and Anheuser-Busch have teamed up to launch a new product called the DrinkWorks Home Bar. And basically, it is, as you said, Doug, it's a Keurig coffee machine, but it makes cocktails. It looks slightly different. It's a bit of a different design, but it is very high-tech. And instead of coffee, you get a nice mixed alcoholic drink, and it has an iOS app that can control the appliance, and it also assists in pod refill orders and keeps tabs on your inventory. The home bar costs $299, and each cocktail pod costs $4, which is actually a pretty good bargain when you think about how much a cocktail out at a restaurant or a bar costs. It will launch with 15 different cocktails at first, a Moscow Mule, a Margarita, a Mojito, Long Island Iced Tea, amongst others. Three different sizes to choose from. You can even make a big 8-ounce cocktail if you'd like, which is probably two pods. That's a double. And the machine and the beverage pods have launched in St. Louis, Missouri, initially, and they are pre-ordered now. And a lot of, you can order it on the DrinkWorks website, and they will be delivering, apparently, in time for Christmas. So this might be the hot gift under the tree this year.
Hot stuff. Number four, YouTube is up close and personal, I guess, in a manner of speaking, as they have a different kind of stream or something new in the streaming department, right?
Right. Well, YouTube has started streaming full-length movies without any... you don't have to pay for it, so you don't have to subscribe to it. And the only thing you do have to do is sit through some ads. So they have some pretty big names in terms of titles, The Terminator, Legally Blonde, The Rocky series, things like that. They have about 100 movies so far, and it is a new thing that YouTube is experimenting with. They want to keep up with Amazon and Netflix, so in order to make some money, YouTube is going to force you to sit through some ads. But if you do want to see free movies, it is a good way to do it.
Huh. How about them apples? Number three.
Well, Google has tinkered with its Find My Device app, and so now it actually has gone even more high-tech, and it displays indoor maps to show where you might have dropped your phone inside a large building. This is the result of years of recording the layouts of complex spaces like department stores and malls and even airports, which is pretty cool. So when you lose your phone, you won't just see now, you know, sort of on a general map where it is. You can actually, if the building has been mapped by Google, you can actually see what floor your phone is on and even down to within a few square feet of your actual device. So that is a new perk from the Find My Device app, and you can download that onto your Android and onto your smartphone if you have any other kind of brand. You can even do it on Apple as well.
Number two, as we go through the top five technology items this week, Instagram is changing the way is this a change in getting in or how you use it?
No, it's just a change in how it looks, essentially.
Oh.
So Instagram has announced that they're testing out new user profile layouts. And so over the next few weeks, you will see some changes, some buttons will be rearranged. Nothing major, your photo grids will still be there, all of that looks the same. The most notable part of the redesign is that the follower count has been de-emphasized. So it's no longer at the top of your profile, and it's also in a much smaller font. But other than that, everything else is pretty much the same. It makes it easier to shop, though, if you do have a retail account. There's now a shop tab.
Aha. And the number one item this week, a poll that is highly intriguing, actually.
Well, Americans don't think that highly of social networks. That is the result of a SurveyMonkey's new study of 4,000 American adults, and they were asked all about social media and their use, and people basically just don't trust it as much. It's now a fully bipartisan thing. If you're a Republican or a Democrat, a lot of people just don't believe that social media is good for freedom of speech. And the funniest thing that I found from this study, if you don't like the news media, and if you call all of it lies and fake, those people who have the most negative opinions of the news media are actually the least likely to spot a fake news headline. So essentially, if you hate the news media, you are probably a target and you could easily be duped. One other interesting political finding of the study is that support for President Trump was highest among demographics who use social media the least. So that kind of tells you it's an older crowd, it's a more rural crowd. Like, it really tells you, like, who's using social media, who isn't. So I thought that was also kind of an interesting thing to come from this study. You could also go on to SurveyMonkey, and you can see all of the interesting results that they came up with.
All right, there they are. Consideration of the top five items this week, our research on technology. It's 59 past the hour. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen here.
The Top Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.